السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 80, Surah Abasa, and verses number 11 to verse number 23. To recap and summarize our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about Abdullah bin Umm Maktum. He is the blind Sahabi, the blind companion of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the second Muazzin in the history of Islam, the caller to prayer, the first one being Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, who also was the minister of finance for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what had happened was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the exclusive rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted everybody should accept the message and the messenger. So the Swanadi, the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, their leaders said, we can't be sitting with these poor, poor Sahaba and so forth, Allah forbid. Does Bilal radiallahu an, and does Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu an, and others and so forth. We need a special meeting, and we will be there, and you must be there, and no one else. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed, so that at least they will listen to the message and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nothing wrong, everything perfect. But whilst that interaction was going on, he, Abdullah bin Maktum, blind Sahabi, doesn't know that this is what Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engrossed and engaged with. He entered and he wanted Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach him something. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed these verses, showing that we must work on the laws of priority, al-aham fal-aham. That's all it is. But the orient went and the apologetic people in the Muslim Ummah, the bootlickers, they went to distort this entire incident and said that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala was very, very angry with Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid, and so forth and so on. So that is how, you must remember, they try and demonize Islam, demonize the message and the messenger, Allah forbid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we must always understand. Study Islam from the authentic sources. Therefore, Muhammad bin Sirin, rahimahullah, who was a tabi'i and successor who met Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu and them, what did they say? Unzuru amman ta'khuduna dinakum. Watch out from who you acquire your deen. Today people want to sit on their lazy boy, stretch out their feet and sit with the internet and say we're studying Islam. That is a definite recipe for disaster and failure. Dwallu wa adwallu. They astray and lead other people astray as well. You have to go to the authentic ulama, ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, and they are the ones who imbibe this knowledge from their teachers, and we have this chain. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, the saying of Ibn Sirin in Mishkat Sharif, the saying of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, in the Muqaddama introduction of Sahih Muslim, we as Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth who have this unique feature and characteristic. Lawla al-isnad laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. If there was no chain of narration and transmission, then any person could say anything he wanted to. You see, the Bible, none of them met Jesus, no Mark, no Matthew, no Luke, no John, none of them met Jesus, peace be upon him. So we have a chain, and go read the work of the Orientalists, the formative period, and Montgomery Watt. He says, I'm amazed and astonished that you have such a great thing, and that is the chain of transmission. 500,000 Ravis, reporters, narrators, lives, all preserved and protected, and so forth. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies have to bear testimony to that. So we should understand this here. So Abbas wa tawalla, he habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned. So why? Because he could come any time. So why did he come now? Wa tawalla and turned away, meaning carry on with the discussion with the non-Muslims. Anja'ul a'ma, the blind sahabi came. And then Almighty Allah says maybe he should get purified internally, meaning benefit, and otherwise externally should have taken benefit and so forth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was, he is, he will always be rahmatul alameen, felt at that time, let me continue the discussion with these people, they'll go away just now. But these people, non-Muslims, amma man istaghna, as for the one who is very, very, you know, arrogant, proud, self-sufficient, he think, I don't need Allah, Allah forbid, like the secularist, capitalist people today. فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَسْوَدَّى. And you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from these people, you are paying your attention to them and looking at them, focusing on them. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى. But there's no blame upon you. All anbiya are ma'soom and protected. There's nothing like sin. So there'll be no blame upon you. If they don't get purified, you conveyed the message. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاكَ يَسَى, the one who came with eagerness and hastily, وَهُوَ يَخْشَى, he fears Almighty Allah, with love of Allah, فَأَنْتَ أَنْهُ تَلَهَى, that you turned away from him, أَيْتُؤْرِدُ أَنْهُ. So that is what I gave you all the details yesterday. So now this today's lesson is tasalli, to pacify, console Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you were, you are, you always will be Habibullah, the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah. Do not let this incident worry you, and you continue with your message and your mission, and you are the best of the best of Allah's creation, and the message, the Quran Sharif, was, is, will always be the best. The only book and scripture preserved in its pristine purity. We challenge the Pope, any Pope, whether it's Benedict or whether it's Francis or anybody else, that you read for us the Bible and the Injil, the Gospel as they call it, that in the original language, from memory. You can't do that. They say there's no hope for the Pope. And we ask the Jutlas and the Zionists and the apartheid terrorist regime, bring your rabbis and your chief rabbis and read the Torah by memory in the original language. And that the exact Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Not single one of them can do that. Why? When I was in Uzbekistan, I went there to the synagogue. I wanted to see what he said. says. So I told him, explain. I didn't tell him who I am. I just told him that I'm a visitor, tourist from South Africa, and explained to me about Zionism, Judaism, and why this sign and that sign. When we were coming out, he told me I must put some money inside. So they got like a dish there, you know. So I told him, me, I give money to the Palestinians. We don't give a cent to the Jutlas. His face changed completely, you know. So we must be very clear on this issue. So when you put them in the corner, they will tell you the anti-Semite and you anti-Semite. See, today, well done to the South African police. They're very good. They arrested the Israeli kingpin, you see. So you must understand what to Izzu Man Tasha, what to Zillu Man Tasha. So Almighty Allah gave us the best of the best. So what Allah says, Kalla, chapter 80, verses 11 to 23. Nay, innaha tazkira. These are the verses. Ha, the pronoun refers to the verses. 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran. Tazkira. These are admonishment, are advices to melt the heart of people. But whose heart will melt? The people who really looking, searching for guidance. The people who are arrogant and people who are too proud and haughty. You open the tap full, but you take the jug or the glass and cup and put upside down. So what will happen? وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفُ. They murdered the prophets and messengers, alayhimus salam, the Jutlas, the Jews. So Allah Ta'ala says, you know what they said? Instead of admitting, confessing to their guilt, they said, our hearts are locked up and closed up. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Nay, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala cursed them because of their blasphemy. So many places Almighty Allah cursed them. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 87, verse 88. Chapter 2, verses 87, verse 88. Some prophets, messengers, they rejected and tried to assassinate, like Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, like Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa fariqan taqtulun, and one group they murdered and martyred, like Zacharias, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, like John the Baptist, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, and then they said their hearts are closed up, are locked up. Nay, ghulf. Ghulf, ghilaf. It has a cover on their heart. So the message and the messengers, our message will not enter. So Allah Ta'ala cursed them. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Very, very few, extremely few will bring iman and faith. They are not a chosen people. They are a cursed people by Allah. Almighty Allah's message is very, very clear, transparent. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَى. Hence, whosoever wishes, then zakara, he will accept and receive the admonishment and advices. It will enter the inner recesses of his heart. Therefore, in this day and this age, any country you go and you speak to people, which is in your continent the fastest growing religion, and they will tell you it's Islam. Therefore, they want to demonize Islam, associate Islam with the terrorists, but they themselves are the super terrorists. You can see everything happening in the world now. Now Almighty Allah speaks about the glory, the beauty of the noble Quran. Fi suhufi mukarrama, that it is in the scrolls, mukarrama, the honorable scrolls. So where are these scrolls? This refers to the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, and from there the book, the Quran Sharif, is brought, and what was written already in the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of it on paper, some of it on leather, some of it on bones, whatever they could find. There was a paucity and shortage of paper at that time. Then in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the entire Quran Sharif was written on paper, every surah on a different page like that, and then it was called Mushaf for the first time, the scrolls. And then time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, the script was codified. That means that every letter, every word was written according to the Quraysh dialect. dialect. That is what you need to understand. So if you want books on this, go open our Ustad, our Sheikh's book, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah At-Tibyan Fi Ulum Al-Quran. That's in Arabic. In Urdu, Ulum Al-Quran of Mufti Taqi Usmani, wonderful book. And in English, go open Ulum Al-Quran by Ahmed von Denfer, V-O-N, Denfer, D-E-N-F-E-R, Ahmed von Denfer with the green cover. Very, very good book. So for those of you who don't know Arabic, Urdu, read that. Fi suhufim mukarrama, so in the scrolls that are honorable, marfu'a, exalted, so the lohe mahfuz, right up there in the heavens and skies, mutahara, totally purified, no addition, no omission, therefore I have the Quran Sharif in front of me. And to touch this noble Quran, you and me as a Muslim and Muslima, my sister, you must have wudu. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. See, the word mutahara came. So when we want to touch the noble Quran, then we must be in the state of purity. You can't be touching the Quran in the state of menses or in the state of postnatal and so forth and so on. So remember, that is not permissible. For the male, you don't have wudu, but you want to touch the noble Quran, so definitely unacceptable that will be. So we need to be clear on all these type of issues, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has taught us this. Open chapter number 56. Chapter 56 is Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And when you go to chapter 56, Surah Waqi'ah, then you read there in verse number 79. Chapter 56 and verse 79. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. You want to read Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Muwatta, Malik, Mustad Ahmad. It's good to have wudu, but not compulsory. Any other book of Islam, it's good, desirable, but not compulsory. But Quran Sharif, to read it, you don't require wudu. But you want to touch the noble Quran, then remember, you must have wudu. So it is Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bi'aydi safara, so in the hands of who? The scribes. So the scribes are who? The angels. That you must remember, that they write everything down. Whatever we are doing, whatever we are saying, everything is recorded. So yeah, everything recorded of ours. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the people will say, Ma li hadha al-kitab la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa. What is wrong with this report and this book of deed? It did not omit any minor sin, every major sin, but everything is recorded. This much Arabic you can understand. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever amal, action, deed they did and performed, they will find it hadir, present, written and recorded there. In Surah Kahf you will find it. Kiramim barara, kiram, the honorable ones, and barara, mutwi'in, swadiqin, those who are very, very virtuous, very, very obedient. Now me and you, human being, look at us, first Muslim, and then we look at non-Muslim. Look at us, 8 billion people on this earth. Let's just take round figures, 1 billion Muslims. So 7 billion non-Muslims, and to say more than 1 billion Muslims is just fairy tales and propaganda. We mustn't speak lies, we must be honest to ourselves. So remember that in that they bring the Qadianis and the Shias and the Aga Khanis and the whole happy lot. They're non-Muslims, so how can you count them? So we say 1 billion Muslim and 7 billion non-Muslim. Now Allah is addressing humanity at large. But I'm saying, let's just divide it, Muslim, and see. Then we come to non-Muslim. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ. Woe to you, O human being, O Muslim, مَا أَكْفَرَ. How ungrateful, unthankful you are. Now let me and you as Muslim ask ourselves. Go and read chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat. The first 5 verses, Allah praises the loyalty of the horses to their owner and master. that the horse will make the supreme sacrifice. How dare you touch my benefactor and owner? He gave me shelter, he gave me stable, water, fodder, and so forth. And as human being, Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Inna al-insana li rabbi lakanood. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very ungrateful to Allah. Do we pay our zakat? Do we pay our sadaqah? Do we pay our wife and our children and spend on them wholeheartedly? Spend on our old mother, and that also becomes a burden? So why? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He bears testimony. The more Allah gave us, the more corrupt we become. Majority of us, Muslim. Why we have this ingratitude, unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This Muslim, this Muslimah is madly, intensely in love with that wealth. I must buy more clothes, but I have 100 outfits. I must buy more shoes, but I have 50 pairs of shoes. I must change the curtains and the carpet, the wife says, the daughter, mother says. So we just want to show off and impress people. And the non-Muslim, from the start, he rejected Almighty Allah's monotheism, the unity of Allah, the oneness, uniqueness of Allah. He brought his idols. He brought Jesus as the Son of God. He rejected the messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma akfara, what a big kafir non-Muslim. Think about it. If you understood the glory, the style, the rhetoric, the beauty of the Quran, ma akfara is sigha-i ta'ajjub, a word of amazement and astonishment. Allah gave us everything, but we show our loyalty to ghayrullah. We got no time for Allah, but we interested in the World Cup, we interested in the Satanic Cup, and interested. And we don't show loyalty to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. Today you proud and arrogant. From what were you created? What is your origin? Min nutfa. From that semen. From that sperm which stinks and smells so much. So remember, husband, wife met. Conjugal relations took place. The wife conceived. And after 9 months she gave birth. And then that was a happy day. But what happened? That son became a rebel against Almighty Allah. The daughter becomes disobedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her parents, majority of us. Khalaqahu, he Almighty Allah created this human being. Let ensoulment take place, the ruh, the soul entered. No scientist, no professor can explain that. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, after 120 days, 4 months, the soul, the ruh, the spirit enters the body. While the fetus is in the womb of the mother, فَقَدَّرَهُ, Allah Ta'ala proportions him. So long, so tall he will be, so short he will be, this will be the color of his eyes, color of his hair, complexion, all. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَى, then Almighty Allah makes the path easy for him. If he wants to practice on Rahman, Allah will make that easy for him. The divine path, the prophetic advices. If he wants to progress and promote and go the satanic path, Lucifer's road, Allah will make that easy for him. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, Allah will make Jannat easy for you. Follow the constitution of Allah, the explanation of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to go to Jahannam? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْأُسْرَى, we make it easy for you to go with the wine, dine and swine, and Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve. Allah has mentioned everything. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَى, then what happens? ثُمَّ فَتَّرْتِيب, subsequently, thereafter, then, أَمَاتَهُ, the death overtakes him. He has to die, we all have to die. فَأَقَبَرَ, then he's assigned to his grave. Then they bury him, then they incinerate him, they cremate him, they dump him just there for the birds and the vultures. When I was in India, one of my many trips, so they took us to the Parsi, that is one group of people, Parsis, P-A-R-S-I-S, and they took us to the graveyard. This is the graveyard, they don't bury, they just throw it there, everything surrounded by big, big trees and shrubs, and then the vultures come and take them to pieces. So that is human being today. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقَبَرَ ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَ. Thereafter, he, Almighty Allah, when he decrees, he will resurrect this human being. Then come now for your reckoning and accountability. كَلَّا نَي. Human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation, but what happened to you, Muslim, non-Muslim? لَمَّا يَقَضِ مَا أَمَرَ. He did not fulfill the commands which Allah commanded him. Lamma yaqdima, he did not fulfill, execute those things which Allah commanded him. I use the bounties of Allah, the sun, the moon, the oxygen, but Allah told me do this. I said no, I'll do what I feel like. That is your secularism, that is your capitalism, that is your shaitaniyat. And remember the path to ruin and destruction. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us all. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.